took a little while, but again, how's it feel to finally hear inside?
It feels good. I mean, it really does. The organization, I've always heard good things about them, and when you get here, it's even tenfold what they tell you. I mean, everybody's very personable, helpful, as far as myself, my family, and this being my third organization, you know, been through a couple of them, and very impressed with the way they handle themselves so far.
Kevin, this has been reported for a long time. What was the delay?
Really, once I headed back and we got the contract negotiations done, when they reported it, I had some stuff to take care of with the family, and then just brought the contract back with me. Nothing big, nothing. I mean, when they reported it, that's when it happened, and just couldn't get back up here for a couple of days.
What was attractive about, once you talked to the team, obviously, what was attractive about the Bills, the offense, and the coaching staff to you?
Yeah, the first was the offense and the coaching staff. I mean, just the time I got to spend with them and spend with Russ Brandon, our president, and see where the future of the team's going, Buddy Nix, you know, there was just a lot of a good rapport there the first couple hours we spent together. And you can tell, I mean, when you've been through meetings before and you sat down with these guys, you can tell when you have the same visions and the same hopes. And I thought that we all felt that way when we left the meeting. Went home, slept on it for a couple of days. They flew me up here, had the same feeling while I was here. And my wife and family felt the same way. So long way from home, but at this point, like it always should be, it's all about football. You know, at this point in my career, where I've been and what I've done, for me, I just want to win. This gives me the best opportunity to do that with this team.
How would you describe your interview process of the Bills? This stage of your career, it could be a two-way street where
sure.
They're interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them.
I think overall, obviously the offense, some stuff we're going to do offensively is unique and it's going to be fun. It's going to fit my strengths. What I've picked to be my strengths over the last couple of years and even before that. So that was number one. And then I think the overall demeanor and personality of the coaching staff and the organization and even this town. I mean, really, I've never played here in this stadium before, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. And when you get here, you get that small town atmosphere that you know that everybody talks about. And I've only been here for 4 or 5 days total, you know, and feel that same way.
Can you elaborate on some of those things that when you say using your strengths or what you heard from them offensively, can you elaborate on some?
Yeah, we got to be a little careful, but you know, I think the cerebral part of the game is something that I take a lot of pride in, you know, and they'll put a lot on the quarterback here. Trying to think of how I can word certain things. You know, getting the ball out of my hand quickly, pre-snap reads, understanding defenses, just some things that over the last few years, being through a couple different systems, the footwork of this offense, stuff like that. Today when I was sitting in there, 75 to 80% of it is all retained information from previous places, you know, and coaches I've been with. You know, obviously Coach Hackett, he has a West Coast background with his dad, and so there's some carryover in that regard, and some of their other stuff. And I think he's a sharp mind who the thing that I like that I've noticed is different from other places is he's not totally ingrained into doing what he was taught to do. He's always got his eyes open to new ideas, new thoughts, and if you can be proactive in that regard, then you're going to stay ahead of the game. And I want to be a part of a team and a part of a coaching staff that's wanting to do that, that's wanting to develop as the years go on, always progressing. And I've had a coach in the past that was that way, and he's very successful, and he taught me to be that way.
When you came out of college, you know, everybody talked about, well, how you came from a different limited offense and all that. You know, now seeing how the league has developed, mm-hmm. How do you think how would you describe the way Coach Brown's offense actually did prepare you well for the NFL?
Yeah, it's wild how that came 180 degrees, you know. Before that was a negative, and now it's a positive, you know. Being able to show those different assets of your game. And, you know, I think, again, it's a lot of it's a mentality of hey, we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to use some tempo. You have to believe in it. And when I talk to these guys, I believe, you know, they totally believe in their system. And like I said, they're ever evolving, and that's a big key for me. Whenever I was discussing with these guys,
where are you at this point at your career, and how much do you feel you have to still do to prove yourself?
Prove my ability to myself. I mean, for me, I know I can play at this level. I've done it here and there throughout my career, you know, two or three games at a time. We all know I got to stay healthy, and that's where the work comes in right now. And then, of course, a lot of it's a little bit of good luck, you know. Played 50 straight in college and then come in here and get banged up every four games, it seems like, you know. So that's a bit frustrating because it's out of my hands. But for me, that's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with being away from home. It has nothing to do with being with certain organizations, whatever. For me, it was just straight, hey, how can I go win? How can I go be successful? You know, and I'm here to win a Super Bowl, period. And, you know, there's very limited opportunities in this league. I've been lucky enough to have a few of them and hopefully have another one here. And plan on taking 100% care of that and making sure I do my part to, you know, to play at the highest level.
How's the rip?
It's good. Good. Everything's perfect. Yes, sir.
Is there anything you're doing maybe a little differently training-wise to try and stay in the field a little more, or do you think it's kind of locked or a little fluky, or, you know, how do you...
Well, I think that, honestly, I think a lot of it's luck or fluky. But you still, whenever, if it ever does happen again, you still want to say I did everything I could possible to make sure. So eating right, working right, you know, 100% consistency off the field, being disciplined with certain habits, you know. So all that comes full circle whenever you've been injured a couple times in a row, you know. So, I mean, I'm just going to cover all my bases, make sure, hey, I mean, you can't help if you go out there and you know, you break four ribs and you know, we all know how that turned out. So I'm just going to do everything in my power to make sure that I can do everything I can.
Well, you're no stranger to a quarterback competition. How are you approaching the situation here, Bubba, with the idea that they could even go out and draft a guy as well? They're in a tradition of having careers here, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with it my entire career. I think young guys, there's very few of them that come in right away. I mean, there are a handful, but even the days where you draft a guy in the top five and he's definitely your starter, you know, from then on, he's still got to prove it. I mean, RG3 had to prove it. Andrew Luck had to prove it, even though they were 1-2. Those days are gone. You got to be able to compete. There's too many talented guys out there. There's too many guys, you know, you just never know, like let's say, for instance, a Kurt Warner back in Arizona, you know, he's on the last leg of his career, comes in and goes to the Super Bowl, you know. So always got to be on your toes, always got to be ready. I'm ready for it. I'm excited about it. I want to be on the field, be the starter, and I'm sure Tavarius does too, and Aaron and whoever else, you know, they want to bring in. So we'll go out there and help each other out where we can, but make sure that, you know, me personally, this is a big chance for me, and that's why I came here, and I'm excited about getting out there and doing some special things.
Did you kind of have sense that, you know, in Arizona, everybody knows, similar to Buffalo, everybody knows what the contract is, salary cap. Did you kind of have a sense that, you know, probably that it's the end of the road in Arizona, your coach, contract, salary cap, all those reasons?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. It was interesting how it all played out. But without going into too much detail, I wasn't totally shocked when it happened, but because always plan for the worst and, you know, expect the best kind of guy. That's how we all should handle things. But, you know, there was a bit of a surprise there when it happened. You know, I mean, even though a lot of arrows pointed in that direction, there was certain things being said that I tried to believe, but at the same time, I was trying to cover all my bases as well. About the best way to put it.
What did you learn throughout that process? Going there so highly touted and now coming here having to prove yourself. You know, what have these last 3 years been like?
They've been tough. I mean, they've been really tough because, number one, being thrown in there without the off season was a hard situation. You know, I mean, coming in with, I think I had three practices before the first preseason game, you know, trying to learn that new offense. It's not like now. There was nothing that was retained from the West Coast over to, you know, Wisenhut's offense. And then starting that way, getting injured again, QB competition, coming in last year, fought through a tough offseason mentally, you know, trying to get back in that frame of mind that, hey, I'm ready to be elite, I want to be elite, and then started 4-0 and then bang, got beat up. So I think the biggest thing is I never lost my confidence in that whole thing, and I was proud of myself for that, you know, and I knew I could still play. But even coming back and winning those four games, and they were all in different fashion, and winning the team over, and, you know, we had a nice chemistry and camaraderie there with that four-game winning streak. We really believed that we were going to do something special. Just knowing that it can switch back that fast. There's going to be highs and lows, ebbs and flows throughout an entire season, throughout a career, whatever it is. And I just always trust that God's got a plan, and part of his plan was me being injured, part of his plan was me going to Arizona, and part of his plan is me being right here right now. And really whenever I sat in the meeting with those guys and I said, wow, I can't believe they're running this. Wow, I can't believe Buffalo's what it is, the town, you know, a town that I will enjoy. It just seemed like a lot of stuff was pointing in this direction. So that's why I'm so excited to be here and looking forward to doing, like I said, really special things on the field once we get rolling.
Kevin, some quarterbacks get tabbed as a guy who gets sacked a lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, been sacked a lot. What are your thoughts on moving forward? Is that something that can change? Is it based on where your team is, what the players around you? Is that something, is that sort of label something that concerns you?
Well, no, because the label only came from really my stint in Arizona, you know. I mean, when I was in Philly, for how many games I started in Philly, I don't even know. I mean, I can remember going multiple games without, you know, maybe getting hit four or five times, you know. Just I think a lot of it is a sack is spread out across the board, obviously. It isn't the quarterback just as much as the offensive line. It's on the offensive line as much as on the protection schemes. All together, it's a collective group. I'm not concerned with it because I know what they're doing up there, and I know our talent level up front, and I know, you know, my mindset, and so I think we'll do fine getting the ball out and getting our playmakers' hands, not worrying about that.
Is there something? What do you? The Bills haven't made the playoffs in a while. Do you see besides the offensive scheme, which you talked about, that indicates to you that, you know, things could be successful here?
Well, like I said, meeting with the president, meeting with the GM, and honestly, a lot of times from what I've learned, you know, it's good to come to an organization like this. They're hungry. Everybody upstairs is hungry, you know, they're not taking a day off. They're not taking a minute off where you find sometimes with success, I'm not saying anybody I've been with from before has done this, but sometimes with success, people start patting themselves on the back. And maybe get a little bit, you know, lackadaisical with certain things that they hadn't done before whenever they were young and hungry. So I like the fact that Coach Morrow and a lot of the staff has come from a college, you know. I like the fact that, you know, people are saying we haven't made the playoffs in 13 years or whatever. You know, I just think, just like anything, when you have the underdog role, that fits a lot of people's personality, especially in this game and in the locker room. It'll be nice to come out and surprise some people.
What are your thoughts on the personnel around you? Strong at running back, obviously. What concerns might you have at the receiver position, given there's only one real proven guy in the league? That's the other guy.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it, really. Again, I've been around long enough to see that, you know, even though they're elite quarterbacks, but, you know, guys come in for Tom Brady, boom. He rocks and rolls with them. I had Danny Amendola on the practice squad when I was in Philly, you know, and we kept saying, man, this guy can play, you know. And there's guys that were starters then and that were playing above him that are out of the league. And now look what, you know, he's had a good couple of years in a row. So we always say, players always say, if you can make the practice squad in the NFL, you're a heck of a football player, you know. A lot of it's just getting the right opportunity and getting in the right system. So I trust that these guys, you know, they know what they want, and not, you know, it may take time for everybody to fill out the offense and fill out certain positions and moving guys around to get certain mismatches and stuff like that. But when we do, we'll be ready to roll.